What does peace mean for you?
It kind of means like people working together, and it means like so that you live a happier life, and that you like you're not living in fear.
Being like kind to others so that they're kind to you, so working together.
What do you think we can do to build peace in our community?
Think small.
Pour moi, la paix, c'est la justice, la dignité et le respect pour tout le monde, pour tous les humains.
Well, there's lots of money to be made from war, and the people suffer. We need to end it, and it's the profit motive behind war that really leads to war in the first place. People are continuously fooled about our foreign policy, being told that we're there for humanitarian reasons, when really it's the corporations and the wealthy 1% in this country that make up like bandits every time we go to war. So really, read up and learn more about why we're conducting war. In fact, if we look at Canada, the way we treat Aboriginal nations in this country, it's the same way we treat other nations around the world. So how can we expect any different in our foreign policy?
Peace to me means being who we truly are without a mask, and just acknowledging that we are beings of love, and that everyone deep down is a being of love, even if they don't show it or act upon it sometimes.
Peace for me involves people coming together and just kind of celebrating communal joy or community joy.
And why do you think the Peace Festival is important?
I guess because it brings people together, and so it allows us to do that in a safe space.
And I'm here to get everyone moving together. So I ask you that you all
Viva!
Stand up and pass.
Which Project Peacemakers is addressing is the militarization of everyday culture. So it just becomes so normal to see war toys and games for children, to encourage a war culture amongst children. And the military is just seen as still in this positive light, and we use these American terms, defending freedom and democracy. Those are American concepts. They don't have anything to do with us. You know, no one is invading us. We're not threatened by anyone.
I think peace in the world today requires balance, and the balance that we've been missing since the time of the Greeks is treating the feminine aspects of the earth, of the planet, of the people as sacred. That's what's missing, and that's what we need to find. So let's find it.
See, the thing is, I remember I got one happy memory about going to a peace demonstration. 1984, it was held on my birthday, and I had just turned 39. It's unfortunate now, but I always come out to these things because I try to remember the comrades that have preceded before me and who are no longer able to march anymore because they've gone on, but I'm here and I'll be here until I drop.
What's been most fun today?
The crafts.
What did you make today?
A bottle, and you had to give it to somebody.
Have you ever been to a peace festival before?
No.
Globally, internationally, I think that there should be more
more of an awareness brought to the importance of peace and justice and equality and all the you know, all the things that so often with our current government and current situations get, you know, pushed aside. And I think it's an important message for sure. Yeah.
Well, I think peace is more than just the opposite of violence. I think it is an intentional way of, like, promoting what you believe, sort of, and I think it's crucial to having a healthy life and world.
And what do you think we can do to stop war?
Well, work it out.
If people who have a problem, they shouldn't send other people to go resolve their problems, because they should just talk about it or like find what's the problem and really think about it.